Welcome, listeners. It's a superb Monday, but it's boiling here in Australia. Yep, it's hot. And I've got cold tea in hand just to combat that kind of heat. Hopefully, it's not freezing or too hot where you are. But moving on, otherwise I'll be here all day talking about the weather. There is a long week of work ahead of us. However, nothing quite like a creepy set of stories to have the time just trickle by. And I'll be bringing a whole range of stories to you this week. A bit of fan stories, no sleep, some series-based stories, and I'm going to read out two stories today from The Night Guard. Our first one is titled Stranger Chat, and the second story is titled The Watching Neighbor. And The Night Guard is the same author of the Swedish folklore story titled Little Sarah. So check out that episode if you haven't yet had a chance. It's episode 168. Also, today I'll be covering some of the newest YouTube subscribers and top listening cities. If I've missed your name, it'll be because you might be hidden from my subscriber list. So let me know if I've missed you, okay? Let's jump in. I have Kylie St. Germain, Douglas Suggs, Grinder07, Janet Dimaselli, A Clockwork Orange Nightmare, Suomi2468, Rhonda Ann Northcutt, Chris Jack, JCK, Tina Rodriguez, Lisa, DJ Fruit Loops, Pyrotech45, Jerry Roletta, and Nina Tolens. Now, the top listening cities that support this channel are Moss Point in Mississippi, United States, Fredrikstad, Norway, Kansas City, Missouri, Dallas, Texas, Potsdam, New York, Orlando, Florida, Elgin, Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio, Houston, Texas, and Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much for listening. And now, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Working as a night guard for several years, I found myself feeling lonely. My odd hours made social life hard to keep up, and friendships difficult to maintain. Not to say I was without friends, yet they had dwindled in numbers and I could seldom find the time for them. Home alone on one of my nights off from work with just my cat Maya as company, I felt the urge to talk to someone. Someone new, instead of my nighttime gaming friends on Steam's friend chat. I had thought about getting Tinder, or KIK, but felt it was more suited for someone looking for dates, sex, and trying to get nudes from young girls. Despite this, I looked in my phone app store and thought I'd give it a try. The apps all wanted permission to access all types of info from my phone. I then quickly decided I did not want that because it made me feel uneasy to allow these things from strange apps. However, I noticed a ton of other apps called Stranger Chat. There was a lot of them, so I scrolled around deep into the app store and decided on one that was just a plain chat, no pictures or videos, and wanted no permissions to access my phone other than functions and history. Besides, with just text, I felt it more likely to find people who just wanted to chat instead of desperate, immature men looking for girls, nudes, and sending dick pics. So after downloading, I started it up.
Welcome, stranger. Do you want to search for another stranger? Yes or no?
I press yes.
Searching. Stranger found. Say hi to your new friend. Hi.
Hello.
ASL? I just want a hot chick. I have a big D.
Sorry, I'm a man. I was looking for someone to chat with.
What the fuck? Why no hot women here? Stranger, left.
I sighed. Well, I guess I'll try again.
Searching for new strangers. Yes. No.
Yes.
Searching. Stranger found. Say hi to your new friend.
Hello?
Female? Show boobs? I pay you good cash.
I pressed search for new stranger right away.
Stranger found. Yo, are there any hot pussy on this app? Yo, all I get is men.
Hi, I'm Audrey, 19 female from US, New York.
For real, yo? Yo, girl, send me pics of your ass plucks.
Sure. Check your mailbox tomorrow. I sent them last week already.
What? How do you know my address? UFBI?
No. CIA.
Stranger. Left.
Laughing a bit, I decided to try once more. I did not care if I got to talk to a male or female, just someone who liked a real talk.
Searching. Stranger found. Say hi to your new friend. Hi. Please don't be a creep. I'm just here to chat with someone. I won't send nudes or go on webcam for you. Leave now if that is what you seek.
Oh, hi. Finally someone to talk to. Don't worry, I had the same problem. I'm just looking for someone to talk to.
Yes. Oh, thank you. I was just giving up on both this app and humanity. I mean, fuck. Such losers on here. You can't even send pictures, and yet here they are looking for girls to send them nudes.
Yeah, I know. I just downloaded this app, thinking it would be better here than on other apps for finding a chat friend.
Me too. I was just home feeling lonely and wanted someone new to talk to. Don't get me wrong, I have friends, but not many at this hour. Besides, since starting my new job working the graveyard shift, I don't get to meet my friends so often anymore.
You could be me. Although, I have done this a couple of years now, so not many friends left. The cost of doing something you love, I'm afraid.
Really? That's kinda cool. Us being so alike, I mean. Not the losing friends part. I hope to keep that from happening. So, what do you work with? If you care to talk about your job, that is.
That's fine, I don't mind it. I work security. Night guard, to be exact. Odd hours, long shifts. The pay is okay. And I just like it for some weird reason. I have plenty of time to read my books, and maybe you find this a bit odd, but I like taking photos during different hours of the night and early morning. You get such cool lighting and stunning pictures of the most ordinary things, like street lamps, the moon through the trees, the light coming in through a dusty window, etc. It's just my weird little hobby.
Wow, that sounds really amazing. I actually like photography too. I used to dream about being real good at it, and making a living. I used to take nature pictures, and sell them to magazines, and a company making postcards. It was fun, but I never got good enough, I'm afraid, and never had enough of a client base to support myself on it. Have you ever sold your pictures?
Oh, I never meant real photography with a nice camera. I'm just using my phone's camera. It's not really any high-end stuff. I have a small blog that I post to. Just a few followers who liked the particular atmosphere they claim I capture. I never sold anything, except the rights to use one of my pictures. A small newspaper had used one of my pictures in an article they wrote. One of my followers had seen it and told me. So, long story short, I called them, and we settled for $200 for not making anything more about it.
Made them an offer they could not refuse, huh? I like that. Don't ever let people steal your work. Well, enough about that. Tell me, what are you doing right now besides chatting with little lonely me?
You could say that. I actually called them pretending to be a lawyer representing the owner of the photo. They folded easy and I thought just $200 would not warrant any further contact. Anyway, to answer your question, I'm just on the sofa watching through my collection of the X-Files. Again, I think I have a little crush on Agent Scully, to be honest. What are you doing then?
Oh my god, that is just so badass scaring them. You for real? I love X-Files. I had a huge crush on Mulder when I was growing up. The truth is out there. Oh, I'm just out, restless, looking around.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I guess I'm real and not of alien origin that I know of. How about you? Not locating me through some alien technology to abduct me?
Not as such.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's not alien in its nature. Just a bit technical, you know. I must say, you seem to live in a nice place for just being a night guard.
What? Come on, this ain't funny. You can't possibly know anything about me.
Oh? But I can. You see, a stranger is, after all, someone you haven't met yet. See you again sometime. Perhaps you will see me then. Stranger left.
This is a story I retell from my childhood and personally feel is a real occurrence. Well, let us begin there. I can't tell for sure how old I was at the time, but I was between 9 and 11 when we lived in that specific apartment. It was before we changed to another one, just a couple of houses away. I was standing in the kitchen facing the porch. We lived on the bottom floor and were the only ones on that side of the house that had a porch. All the other residents had a small yard, or if they lived above ground, a medium-sized balcony. And from there, I had a view of the yard between the houses. Across it, there was a different multi-story apartment building with large windows. It was painted in ugly pastel colors. I had just returned home from school, and as usual, I had to wait several hours before Mum came home from work. After picking up my brother at his afternoon daycare, I usually watched TV or brought a friend over. We were supposed to do homework, but instead, mostly ended up playing PlayStation. This time, I was alone and I saw my neighbor in the ugly apartment across the yard. He was just standing in his window stiff as a stick and just looking out. I didn't care much at the time and pulled out one of the sunbeds onto the porch, since even though it was not really summer yet, it was sunny and warmer than usual. I must have dozed off because I woke up an hour later or so, a bit stiff and slightly cold since I was only wearing jeans and a t-shirt. When I looked around, once again I noticed my neighbor's window, and there he was, still and stiff as a stick, just standing there. He was not really looking at me anymore, since he had changed position a bit from the last time I saw him. This just felt weird, and can't recall if we really talked more than casually when I played around the yard and he said hello. I put the sunbed back, and when I turned around to look at him, he was gone. I thought maybe he was lonely and liked standing there watching everything. Mum came home soon after, and with her, my annoying brother, who of course wanted to play with one of my toys. I can't remember what toy it was, but I hit him and took it back since it was mine. We all know how younger brothers will break anything by just looking at it. I got sent to my room and was not allowed to leave it, and since we shared a room, I was trapped with my brother, who absolutely had to be in there instead of playing in the living room, and I had to occupy him so not to go insane myself. I had a very hyperactive brother, so he frayed my nerves severely most days. I was allowed dinner at the table in the kitchen, but was supposed to go back to my room afterwards, and that meant missing my favorite TV show. Yes, when I grew up, parents still tried to teach their kids manners. Anyway, I was seated facing the porch and the yard outside, and then I saw the man yet again standing in his window. And sometimes, when I looked down at my plate and then looked up again, he was gone. I told no one since Mum was still angry with me and I ignored my brother since it made him sad, so he started pestering Mum instead. The joys of family. Back in our room, I had some time for myself that I occupied with reading. I think it was Call of the Wild by Jack London. It was a great read, and even though I missed my TV show, I always treasured the time I could get for myself. I woke up the next day with a cold and slight fever, and was allowed to stay home by myself. I was secretly very happy about this. I could now watch some cartoons that you missed during school hours like SWAT Cats and The Pirates of the Dark Waters. Spending the first part of the day watching cartoons, eating sandwiches and some candy from my secret stash, I had a great time. Then I went to the porch to get some fresh air, and I almost expected to see the neighbor again, but he was not there. His windows were empty, and I thought it was all good since it was a bit creepy with him just standing there. I then went back inside and closed the door to the porch, and just took a last look outside. And there he was again, standing in the window, just watching, not moving at all. I tried waving at him. No response. Then I made a shooing motion like, "Get away! Stop staring at me!" No response. So, I gave up, and went to get a pill to lower my fever, and when I got back, he was gone again. No more sights that day. Next day's evening, I saw him again. It was almost bedtime, and as before, he was just standing there, stiff as a stick. I waved and shooed at him with no success. That's when it hit me. My mum's bedroom was on this side and could easily be seen from his view. I decided he was a pervert and that was his goal. But my mum always was careful to have the blinds down because of the easy views from the common yard. The next day, I can't recall seeing him, but the night after that I was having a glass of water was when I saw him. He made me so angry. I decided I would tell Mum the next evening if I saw him again, so she could call the landlord. No sights of the staring neighbor for several days, when suddenly he stands there again. It was Saturday morning, so Mum was alone. We ate breakfast, and I could see him there watching. So I told Mum I'd been seeing the neighbor trying to peek at her for a while now, and asked if she would call the landlord because it was kind of freaky. She looked puzzled and asked me to point out what window and neighbor I meant. He had moved away from the window, but I pointed it out to her. She just looked at me and told me that I was not funny, and that I must be imagining it, since the neighbor in question had been dead for several weeks now. I was told that it was either an accident or a suicide, since he had crashed with his motorcycle right into a house wall and broke his neck just a few streets away, and left a little daughter behind at home waiting for her dad. I stared at my mother in puzzlement. She had not mentioned this earlier. She shrugged and said, "Well, now I knew, so I could be positively sure there was no peeking neighbor in that apartment." It was forbidden to scare my brother by telling him my stories, and that was it. I, of course, broke the agreement since I really had not agreed to not telling. I just stood there. I even went with my brother to look for where he had crashed with the motorcycle and found a wall where people had been leaving flowers and notes and such. But someone had vandalized the memorial area. There were crushed flowers everywhere. We cleaned it up a bit, and since we did not have anything to offer except a few coins, we tossed them amongst the flowers and held a silent minute for the man. I never saw him in the window again. Fantastic. Both of these stories were just great. I really enjoyed the twist from the first one, and the creepiness of that poor soul haunting his house. It's terrible that someone would vandalize his memorial area, just awful. But unfortunately, these things do happen. Thank you so much for sharing these stories, Night Guard. It was a pleasure to read them. Tomorrow, I'll have another set of brilliant fan stories, one from Jace York, another story from the Night Guard, and a story by Wee Woo Wee Woo. Looking forward to you joining me then. And lastly, if you like what I do and enjoy the stories on this channel, the best way to help this channel grow is by leaving an iTunes review. Every single review goes a huge way in letting others know I exist, but more importantly, letting others know about the variety of unique authors and their stories that are free to listen to on this channel. So even a quick rating goes so very, very far. And for the 36 iTunes reviewers out there, you are just fantastic. And of course, thank you listeners for joining me today. You keep this channel's blood pumping. And on that lovely end note, it is that time. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.